WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
And boy, oh boy, was he trying to do just that. Burn it down on Monday Night Rollins. This is the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by GoWork.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
I'm here! It's Monday night, and we had a marathon match tonight, to say the least. That was a good portion of Raw.
I believe the final tally was 106 minutes and 55 seconds.
And the only really good takeaway we have from it is that that Seth Rollins can go a good 65 minutes before he needs to take a break. Stamina, y'all. Stamina.
Well, he did wrestle a little bit during that 65 minutes.
But he still lived 65 minutes.
But he kept coming and coming. Over and over in that 65 minutes.
Yes, he did.
When you thought he was down and out for a 10 count, oh no, at 9, he got back up. At the 2 counts, he always kept kicking out and giving you more and more and more. Even when you finish, he wasn't done. He would kick out over and over again.
And it took 3 people to put him down, but by God, they finally put him down. Elias was the one that finally put him down. And our second runner-up in terms, I think, of length in the match was Finn Balor. He went 35 before he was done.
Before he was done, yes. Alright, so to sum it all up, it was a gauntlet match featuring Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins to start. They went 20 minutes. Seth Rollins got the win. Good stuff from there. Roman Reigns beforehand was talking about how no one in the Elimination Chamber match can beat Brock Lesnar, but I can. I'm the only one that can. This is why it's my time now, because I can beat him. Oh, you don't think it's true? Go back and watch WrestleMania. The last time I faced Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, I would have defeated him.
There's a big difference between would have and actually did.
Yep. That's a thing. Guess who did beat him? Miz. Miz has beaten Roman Reigns. John Cena.
Seth Rollins has beaten Brock Lesnar.
No. John Cena's beaten Brock Lesnar.
Rollins beat him.
No, he didn't.
For the title.
No, he pinned Roman.
But that still means he beat Brock because it was a three-way.
Technically, but John Cena's okay. Anyway, besides the point.
Taker's tried to pin him and failed several times.
Yeah. So, then it was John Cena. Him and Cena had a match where Cena was doing as very little bumps as possible. They went a long time. They went about 26 minutes together. It was... No, actually 36 minutes. They went 36 minutes together. So Finn was third. Cena was 36 minutes. Looking at the math.
Cena went just a little bit longer.
He went a little bit longer. There's a lot of, you know, double count-out spots and teases and stuff like that. It was good. It was entertaining. So Rollins beat Cena. Cena was kept telling him to stay down. Sort of what probably will happen to WrestleMania when he faces some dead guy, I guess.
Please don't let that be a thing.
Cena was putting over Rollins in a split-screen interview saying Rollins is now basically Mr. Monday Night. Cena's trying to balance everything at once. He needs to get his focus back. And, you know, he must win Elimination Chamber to have a path to WrestleMania. And he has 6 days to figure that out. As mentioned by Lindsay, Elias beat Rollins to eliminate him. Elias then went with Finn. Finn beat Elias. Miz beat Finn. And then Miz was all excited. I won. And then it's, oh yeah. You won the right to face Braun Strowman. And Miz bailed. And then Murder Speed went right after him and brought him back to the ring. They wrestled for about 10 minutes. And Braun Strowman would end up winning the gauntlet match at 106 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this. Y'all need to stop running from Braun Strowman because he will catch you every time. That dude can move, okay? He's fast. Just stop trying to outrun him. Unless you get enough of a lead on him that he can't catch you, for every, like, 3 steps you take, he takes one. So just bear that in mind when you try to run from Braun Strowman. It's generally not going to work. Number two. I feel like this was way too long.
Longest match in WWE history.
Like, I don't mean to complain about it because there was some fantastic wrestling, and I'm super happy that everybody got to do their thing. Everybody got to have a nice showing. But this was, honestly, I'm not going to lie, I tuned out about halfway through. It's just like we hit the hour point and it's just like I can't do this. I can't sit here for another, what, 40 minutes? 30-40 minutes? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this. I mean, it's I could tell you pretty much what happened up until Seth Rollins got eliminated, and after that it gets a little hazy until Braun Strowman showed up. So, or actually technically until Bo Dallas showed up.
We were fixated on what type of earring he was wearing.
Yeah, I spent the last 10 minutes trying to figure out Bo Dallas's earring. But, I mean, it's great that they made the decision to focus in on the men's match, but I feel like it cheated everybody else out of the show, because they could have done some other setup stuff for Chamber, because there's only 3 matches announced, to help with putting it, you know, getting people excited for it, because as it stands, the rest of the show pretty much had to get rushed through, because the first match was that long.
Here's the negative on it. I'll make this point now, and I'll probably end up making it again on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, when we preview the thing. This match was more grueling than the Elimination Chamber. Seth Rollins' performance here is a more impressive performance than probably what will go on at the Elimination Chamber, because there's no way the Elimination Chamber is probably going past an hour. I don't expect it to go close. I think it's going to go close to 45 minutes. This was a really impressive match, but the winner got nothing. Seth Rollins got nothing out of it. Big prize is a chamber match, which is going to be half the time of this. Well, if you put this on the pay-per-view and said, the men have to run a gauntlet, guess what? It'd been fantastic, and it would have had a meaning at the end. There was no meaning for this.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman winning this did nothing for Braun Strowman in the chamber. Rollins going 65 minutes did nothing other than show how long he could go in a ring. While it was great wrestling, we're not taking away from the wrestling. There was no point to it. There's going to be a lot of people who say, this was a great Raw. This was a fine Raw, but it was very wrestling heavy, which is a wrestling show, but it's an entertainment show as well, and you didn't get enough balance of it. That's my opinion. I don't know if Lindsay agrees or not.
Yeah, it's just, to me, I'm not so much about those super heavy wrestling shows, just because it's like, I like those, that balance there between entertainment and wrestling. And like I said, it's really hard for me to focus on something that long. I mean, I can't sit through the Royal Rumble. I have to get up and move around and do other things. So it's like, again, this was almost 2 hours. This was the majority of the show. And you're sitting there and you're like, you get to about the halfway point and you're like, you know, there are other people I'd really like to see on this show that I'm realizing I'm probably not going to get to see tonight because this match is going 2 hours. And, you know, that's great for people who wanted to see the 7 guys in this match, not taking anything away from them. There were a couple I wanted to see, but it's like, hey, you know, I'd really like to see potentially Bray Wyatt on the show, who did end up making it on, but he was on for 5 seconds. And when you're sitting here and you're waiting 7 days to see someone, it's like 5 seconds is really just kind of disappointing. And that's not even everybody who didn't make the show. That's the thing. Like, there's a bunch of people that probably did not make the show because of this match. I'm not saying that, you know, it needed to be 10 minutes. I mean, they could have gone an hour on this match and it would have been still perfectly fine, perfectly good. But it's like, the fact that they timed this out to 106 minutes is like, that's almost half your show.
That said, Braun Strowman says the domination will be the same at Elimination Chamber. Then he's going after Lesnar. You hear me, Beastie Boy? And at WrestleMania, you're going to get these hands.
I love Braun and Brock's general dislike and disrespect towards each other. I really do. I just wish they would let them have a proper feud.
We need a Beastie Boy chant at some point.
We do need a Beastie Boy chant, but yeah. I mean, you know, this was fine. It just, again, for me, it felt too long, and it's going to make the rest of the show really quick because the rest of this show was kind of quick.
Strowman beat up the Miz to Raj and then Miz a couple times before leaving. The match went really long, as mentioned, it almost went 2 hours, which is fine, but could use more variety on the show.
It was fine, but it wasn't fine.
That said, another positive, I did like the cut in interviews throughout. It made it seem really serious and everything like that. That was fantastic. It was all well done.
It was just way the hell too long.
A little too long.
Way the hell. Like I said, this you could have cut 40, 50 minutes off this match, and it still would have been good, and you could have put other things out, because, you know, they set up Wyatt versus Hardy for this pay-per-view. They announced it tonight.
Randomly announced it, and then they cut a minute promo back and forth.
Yeah, and there was nothing else to it. They set up probably the pre-show match between The Bar and Titus Worldwide tonight.
When Titus Worldwide beat Sheamus and Cesaro in 4 minutes.
Yeah, and there's nothing to that. And then we got the six-woman tag, which is really fantastic, but it's, like, very uneven, and I know the women aren't going to get everything in terms of, you know, history-making matches, but again, you're doing a first in the first-ever Women's Elimination Chamber match, and the best you can give them is a six-woman tag at the end of the show that's crammed in to everything else.
Which went 16 minutes, which is respectable.
16 minutes is respectable, but it didn't get mentioned throughout the entire night.
And a couple times it did. They mentioned it a couple times, but again, they couldn't because the focus was on the men's match.
I mean, again, you dedicate the majority of the show to the men's match, and then the rest of it is just kind of an afterthought. It's like, I don't know about that. It's like, I would have liked to have seen them do more setups. I would have liked them to include more. I mean, I'm not saying, again, that the gauntlet match had to be 10 minutes, because there's no way you could have done it in 10 minutes. But, you know, an hour is totally respectable. It's totally doable.
An hour, hour 10. It's doable. Because the Cena match could have ended, like, it was, if the point of the Cena part of it was to put over Seth Rollins how much endurance he has, but Cena could have ended that with an AA in 5 minutes.
But the better way to do Rollins was have him go through more people.
Yeah, he could have gone through Miz.
He could have gotten to Miz.
Or beaten Elias and then lost to Finn.
Yeah, I mean, gotten higher up in that before you took him out of the match. Because once you took him out, it was like, okay. And I mean, I like Elias, I like Finn, I like Miz, I like Braun, but it's like, you know, if your whole point is to put over how great Seth Rollins is and how long he can last and all of this other stuff, it's like, yes, he went 65 minutes in a match. That is hella impressive. He beat 3 people in one night. That's fantastic, but the match still went on another 50 minutes. And you kind of forgot him after that.
One thing you did not mention was Asuka cutting a promo, talking about how she controls her own destiny and was going to win the championship at WrestleMania, and that how Nia likes to talk, but on Sunday she will tap. Then Nia beat down Asuka.
This was a solid promo. Very good. I liked how Asuka wasn't having any of Nia's crap, and Nia was like, yeah, no, you're going to take it whether you want to or not, and then proceeded to beat her up.
Yep. We also had an awesome Ronda Rousey video promoting her for Sunday, which should be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that on Thursday. And the best part of the night was hearing With My Baby Tonight after the Jeff Jarrett Hall of Fame video package.
Yes.
That was tremendous. Do you want to talk about the Bray Matt stuff, or you want to save that for Thursday?
There's not really a lot to talk about. I mean, I'm going to have to at some point go back and watch the promo because I had to mute it due to Matt Hardy. So
one will burn, the other one will be deleted. They both are full of lies. They both will delete each other or burn each other. That was the promo.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, and in the six-woman tag at the end, Team Sasha got the win. Absolution beats down Bayley and Sasha. Alexa was getting beaten down. Mickey James, who was not on the same side as Alexa in the match, but Alexa and Mickey did not touch. Alexa was keeping her distance. Mickey made a save on Alexa, and the two of them cleared house and left standing at the end of the night.
Which I'm down for. I don't know how long this is lasts. I don't know how long they're going to be friends or, you know, when they're going to betray each other. But until then, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this. I do have one note for this match, and that is about Absolution. They're really kind of sort of just an afterthought at this point. You can tell it's been dropped.
Poor Paige, by the way.
Poor Paige. Just poor Paige. I mean, she was the core of the group, and due to her health issues, basically the whole thing's been dropped. The push has been essentially dropped because of that. And I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with it. But it's like, you just kind of saw them come out and they weren't as impressive as they were before. They were trying to, you know, keep Paige's exposure to a minimum while focusing on Sonya and Mandy. And then after the match, they just kind of sadly stood in the ring after they'd gotten beaten up with Paige standing over them. And it's like, wow. Remember when they were badass? So yeah. It's just, it's like, I kind of feel bad for the girls in Absolution. I almost wish they'd just moved them on at this point.
They're going to get to WrestleMania and then they'll figure stuff out. They could probably maybe split them up in the shakeup, probably.
Probably, yeah. But
anything else you need to add about the show?
Y'all need to stop shooting the top of Bray Wyatt's head. Please stop shooting the top of Bray Wyatt's head. His hairline cannot take that.
That'll do it for the Raw Post Show, because I can't add anything after that. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, tomorrow night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, WTR Sims returns, a jam-packed episode, making up for no show last week. So check it out, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show, WTR Sims. Thursday night, it's The Rack.
That's right, tune in. We will be previewing Elimination Chamber. We'll have news, notes, SmackDown, NXT, and all your favorites like Tweet of the Week. So tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram. You know it. Rack Radio Show. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio. Tune in as the Godfather Extreme, who will probably no longer be full of MSG, will sing the Irish National Anthem. Plus, what is the greatest second banana of all time? We determine it this Saturday. Midnight at Super Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. Recapping the Elimination Chamber. We'll be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lens Ward, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/lensword, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to gorok.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.